Yaqub bin Elayth as-Suffar, was a man of noble birth who, having met with misfortune, adopted a predatory life. One evening, he excavated a tunnel into the cellar of the palace of Dirim, governor of Esigistan, and passing through that tunnel at night, he came up from the cellar into the palace, wandering about while all men slept, and collecting treasures of gold and silver and costly stuffs. And all of those he made into a bale that he put upon his back, and so proceeded down into the cellar to take his departure. But as he passed through the cellar in the dark, his foot struck something small and hard, and he said to himself, "Perhaps this is a gemstone, or some other thing of value that by chance has been lost here." Picking it up, since he could not see it in the dark, he touched his tongue to it, and lo, it was a crystal of salt. And cursing his ill fortune, Yaqub flung down the crystal of salt, flung down the veil, and departed as he had come, empty-handed. In the morning, the servants of the governor were greatly disturbed to find that a thief had been in the palace and taken many costly things. And then, in the cellar, they found a bale containing everything that had been taken. And the governor, informed of this, found his curiosity so aroused that he had proclamation made that if the thief would confess and explain, he would be pardoned. And as the governor had the name of an honest man, Yaqub confessed his crime and explained that as he had been passing through the darkened cellar in making his departure, he had struck his foot upon something small, and thinking it might be a gemstone or some other thing of value, he touched his tongue to it and found it to be a crystal of salt. And as he had tasted salt under the governor's roof, he was the governor's guest, and so bound by the laws of hospitality. And as he could no longer honorably complete the business he had come upon, he put down his bale and departed. And the governor was so struck by this honorable act that he appointed Yaqub to an office. And as Yaqub was a competent man, he rose from office to office and in time founded a dynasty. And that is the tale of the honorable thief.